Today it's very much the Chofzain Edel Tofshinein Zain, Reb Zvi Lieberman.
In last week's parasha, we had the posuk Hanistoris Lashem Lekeinu Vanigloiz Lon Levanenu Lazis called Divya Toirazis. And here Rashi tells us already the Chazal that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves a new bris, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelozeh, that we can't just think about our souls, we're not just responsible for our souls. Kol Yisrael Arim Zelozeh, Klal Yisrael are one unit. Klal Yisrael, everybody has to be concerned about other people. We're all responsible for the Torah mitzvahs of every other person. Normally, we look at this rule, Kol Yisrael Arivim, as a tremendous responsibility, tremendous undertaking, and perhaps a bit of a worry as well, as Rashi brings. How do I know what other person is doing? How do I know what to look out for? It's a responsibility. The Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parshas Nistovim points out it's not just a responsibility, it's a tremendous bonus as well. Kol Yisrael Arim Zelezeh means the other person's Torah mitzvahs is like my Torah mitzvahs. So like we know it in the form of responsibility, in the form of schusim, Allah has come and come, says the Medrash. Says the Medrash, because of this rule, Kol Yisrael Arim Zelezeh, Tzadik Echo Beneichem Kulam Oindim Mischusoi. The Tzadik's mitzvahs is like my mitzvahs. We're all joined. Veloy itom bilvat ela filet tzadik venechem kolo oilom kuloi bischuso oimed shenema tzadik yisoid oilom. The Kol Yisrael Arim Zelezeh, which makes Klal Yisrael into one unit, works lemita toivo. About it, the responsibility remains, but there are tremendous bonuses through Kol Yisrael Arim Zelezeh. And the Medrash says, says, if Peronius, if Echad Choyte, everybody's responsible, in Kemida Toiva Meruba Al Achaz Kamo Vakamo. So that's the tremendous bonus of Kol Yisrael Arim Zelezeh. Klal Yisrael being one tzibur together gives us tremendous bonuses. The Gemara says in the Avodah Zorah, a Rapopa brings a kasha, Shteit Apostle Kael Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. The Rabbi Shem gets angry every day, says Rashi, and we still survive. We seem to, Baruch Hashem, manage to survive the Kael Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. For the Gemara, it says, Lifnei Zamo Miyamo, it's impossible to survive when the Rabbi Shem Olam has this reg of Kaas, has a time of Kaas. Lifnei Zamo Miyamo, how do you put the two psuk together? Says Rapopa, Leikasha, Kamba Yochid, Kamba Tzibur. If a person is isolated, he's on his own, and he doesn't treat himself as a member of the Tzibur, he's a Yochid, then it's a very, very difficult situation. Lifnei Zamo Miyamo, but a person is a chelik of the Tzibur, he's got all the schusma of the Tzibur, he's got the power of the Tzibur. So that's when it said Kezoim Kol Yoim, and we can still carry on. So I'd like to talk about one or two points about this Klal of Kol Yisrael Arim Zelozeh, the responsibilities, which we know that a person's achroi to make sure if he sees somebody do something wrong, he has to guide them to the right path. He can't just turn a blind eye and can't say it's not my business. That's the Chiv Kol Yisrael Arim Zelozeh. So there's one shaila which is brought down in the achroinim. I can understand if the person's a bar chiyuva, I'm a chui to make sure he keeps his chiyuvim. But if he's not a bar chiyuva, then he's potter. So then I'm not mechuyev to create people in bar chiyuv. If he's not mechuyev, he's not mechuyev. What's the din if somebody is sleeping? Somebody is sleeping. How do you define when somebody is asleep? Is he called a bar chiyuva or is he not bar chiyuva? He's a ashtikla la badas while he's sleeping. You may call him an echo shishim shabamiza while he's sleeping. So is he considered mechuyev mitzvahs, and therefore I'm mechuyev to make sure and wake him up to make sure he's mekayim the mitzvahs or no? At this moment, he's a matzvah potvah mitzvahs. I don't need to make him mechuyev. He's potter. So we're not talking about somebody who bemazed goes to sleep when he's got mitzvah in front of him. We're talking about somebody who's the sleep has carried on from before, from zman patul. So what is the level of chiyuv? How do you define a sleeping person in relation to kol yisrael areim zeh lo zeh? So the Sheikh Hemetz has got a beautiful arichas on it. And he starts up bringing a Yavetz, and the Yavetz writes a very interesting loshon. He says, a yoshon is beged a la badas, ve'ein loy mitzvah, ve'loy aveira, ve'loy nizka, ve'loy nenash. He's totally kilu mufka for mitzvahs. As I state in Yavetz, I'm a chudushtik a Yavetz, we see there's a lot of kashas on it. But as I state in Yavetz, while a person sleeps, he's mufka for mitzvahs. So I should wake him up and make him chud for mitzvahs? Maybe not. That's what it seems, that's what appears as the Sheikh Hemed from the Divrei Yavetz.
It's embarrassing,
oh, some of Furush this even Shulchan Aruch, Gepaskin, 100% in Simon Samach Gimel, Sif Hei, somebody who's sleeping in the Zman Krishma, Furush this even Shulchan Aruch, somebody who's sleeping in the Zman Krishma, Im Hoya Yoshein, Metzarin Oisoi, Umeirin Oisoi, Achi Yikapos, Rishon Vu E Mamish. The Chavak passions quite clearly that Avadi Mechuyev, Yimachuyev, Metzarin Oisoi, even if it involves making him feel a bit of pain and it's very uncomfortable, he's in a deep, deep sleep. You have to keep on and on till you make sure he's perfectly awake, not just half awake. For Mamish, the first posse, you cannot lie when you're half asleep. You won't be out in the mitzvah. You won't be able to be mechaven. You have to make sure he's properly awake in order that he can be mekayim the mitzvah. So made a statement for us, that's to say, heaven's one of the orders. He says, I don't know how the yavetz can look at him as a total potter in our mitzvahs. Avada, he's mechuyev in mitzvahs. So therefore, you're mechuyev to wake him up properly in order that he should be mekayim the mitzvah. Oh, but there's a whole tshuva of Vosna about that, whether he could be the Eved Yotze with earlier shitters, Krishma, we won't get into that now, that's already a tshuva shave to leave about that. I'll call upon if a person sleeps in the morning when it's for sure he hasn't been Mekayim's man Krishma at all, you mechui to wake him up. A similar din shahonoch is brought in Yoyodea, Simon Shinayim base, a Koyen who is sleeping. And unfortunately, somebody's been nifta, and he's got in the same room as a mace. Sheikh Paskin or Ramon, you have to wake up the Koyen and tell him that he has to go out. You have to tell him that he's being over because he's over an Issa, even at the moment he's sleeping. You may call him Potan Amitzah, you may call him Mufka from Yisurim. No, says the Ramon Kepaskin from Maril, you mechuyev to wake him up and tell him to leave the room. The house, wherever the oil is, correct. However far the oil is, that means how far he has to go out to get out of the oil, to remove himself from the tumah and totally. The Shach, though, points out, the Shach says, he's a shaking. After all, he doesn't know anything about it. So therefore, it's not really a issa b'mezid. So the Shach adds a few words, says, nevertheless, kiven she issa deraisa hu tzoyt lakitzoy. The Shach adds a few words, and the Shach says, you have to wake him up, because you're dealing with an issa deraisa. Azay Shaitin Shach, issa deraisa, you can't let him be over. It's Masha from the Shach. If I be only dealing with the issa derabonon, then you don't have to wake him up. For deraisas, you have to wake him up, says the Shach. But if it's only a tumah derabonon, if one knows, if one's well versed in Hilchos tumah v'tahara, and one knows it's only a tumah derabonon, says the Shach, you don't have to wake him up. And Azay is Gepaskin the Behetiv in Simon Kuf Chovov, Paskin's the same thing concerning, he says, a Koyen was in the middle of Shemoyne Esra, and you find out that there's a mace in the area. But it's talking about a tumah derabonon. A Tumah Derabbanan, he's not exactly in the oil. It's a certain Shaila of Tumah Derabbanan, says the Behetiv. You don't need to tell him. If it's just an Issa Derabbanan, which is a lower Darg Issa Deraisa, says the Behetiv, you don't need to tell him. Ad Shi Yisayim Tfilosoi, Bibnei Shet Tumazu Enim Derabbanan. So the Shach and the Behetiv both paskin quite clearly. For a Din Deraisa, you mechuyiv to inform the person, whether means waking him up or informing him, that you have to make sure. But for Tumah Derabbanan, no, this person is even awake. But if he doesn't know, he doesn't know, you don't have to worry about it. The question is, as I say, Hemant asks this Kasha as well, when it comes to Hilchus Krishma, as we quoted before, when this person is asleep and you need to wake him up, it says not only you wake him up for the first posuk, you even wake him up for the Hemshecha Parsha. Just the Mechaber's mechanic. In the first posuk, you have to make sure he's properly awake. But the further on, says the Mechaber, Eim Metzanoisi Kadeshi Yikavu Eim Mamish, She'abishakovis Namnam Yotso. You have to make sure he carries on the Krishma, not only the first posuk, in the Hemshecha Parsha. Just for the Hemshecha Parsha, if he's a little bit sleepy, it still works. It's just for the first posuk, he has to be perfectly awake. Because the Kavona is Ma'akiv in the first posuk, and it's impossible to have Kavona unless you're properly awake. But for the rest of the Parsha, as long as he says it, as long as he says the words, so if he's half asleep and the words come out, it's fine. Or you see quite clearly that even though it's not deraisa the rest of the parsha, your yoitza, the mitzvah deraisa with the first posuk, nevertheless, even for derabbanans, you wake him up. So the question is, why when it comes to tumah, are we only concerned if it's a tumah deraisa? But when it's a tumah derabbanan, we're not concerned. Not only a sleeping person, we don't have to wake him up. Even a awake person who doesn't know, you don't have to inform him for tumah derabbanan. If it's a shasa kachit chilish, it can be. You don't need to inform him. So why when it comes to the mitzvah of Krishna, why is it that there we're concerned, even for the Derabbanan? Are we to make sure in the person of Shoigi does the Derabbanan or not? Pun? Yeah, but the Mechaber seems to follow the Shita, that even the rest is Derabbanan, and still you have to wake him up, as though he's Pashas Masha from the Mechaber. So therefore, if it's Derabbanan, Yeah, but the Mechaber seems to follow it, even it's Rabbon, and he's only Choshel Chumra for that, and still he seems to hold that you have to wake him up. So how do you understand the Chilik Azoy Freit the Stei Chemet? So the Achreinim answer with a Gevaldgi Yesoid of the Nesivus. Nesivus says a tremendous Chiddush. Nesivus talks about a Gevaldgi Chiddush if somebody sells in the shop. Somebody sells to his friend, by mistake, something which is also midrabbanan. If somebody sells a chayfet, which is also a food which is also midrabbanan, and the lekeach ate it, and now he finds out it's something which he wouldn't have wanted to buy, because he wouldn't have wanted to buy this derabon, but the mice has eaten it, can he get his money back or not? Now, I'm not discussing halacha of mice at all. I'm just telling you what the Nesiva says. So if a person sold a issa derabonon and the lekeach has eaten it already, now he finds out that it's also midrabonon, can he get his money back or not? So the Nesiva says a tremendous chiddush, which is well known, especially the lomdas behind it, and the kashas, plenty kashas on it as well. The Nesiva says a chiddush, an issa derabbanan b'shoigig is not called an issa. Issa derabbanan, you mechuyev to listen to the chachamim. When you're b'shoigig, I haven't gone against the chachamim because I just didn't know. Issa deraisa, the thing is be'etzem osa. So even if I do it by mistake, it's called a maise issa. But the issa derabbanan b'shoigig says in the Nesivus, derabbanans are only osa because you're mechuyev to obey the words of Chazal. You're mechuyev to listen, you mustn't disobey the words of Chazal. And issa derabbanan b'shoigig shoigig, I haven't disobeyed Chazal. I didn't know. So therefore, it's not called disobeying the words of Chazal. It's a din in the gavra, not in the chefsa. The thing is not called a chesedisa. You mustn't disobey the words of Chazal. If you were a shoigig, you didn't go against the words of Chazal. Therefore, says Nesivus, and Issa derabbona b'shoigig, he says so much the losh, and he says, ain't sorik shum kapora. You don't even need a kapora for that, as I state in Nesivus. A tremendous chiddush. There's a lot of discussion and a lot of kashas on it, but that's Nesivus' shitta, and some are going to follow the shitta, and Issa derabbona b'shoigig is not called Issa. If we follow this shitta of the Nesivus, we can understand. If a kohen is in a situation when there's a issa tuma, there's a tuma derabonon sheik, he's not being even issa, because by tuma derabonon, the issa derabon sheik is not called an issa. So there's no need to wake him up. There's no need to tell him when he's in the milosh menesa, because he's not being over that situation. While he doesn't know, it's not called an avera. As soon as you can, when it's a convenient time, then you tell him. But beforehand, not. That's why the shach says when it comes to tuma, we're only concerned about Tuma de Reise, not by Tuma de Rabbonon. By mitzvahs, oinus command, it can pat a person, but it's not command of it. If a person's got a mitzvah de Rabbonon in front of him, you're meant to get him to do the mitzvah de Rabbonon. You can't get out of the there's a chiyu to be Mekayim, and he's not going to be Mekayim calls Monday if he's asleep. So therefore, when it comes to mitzvah de Rabbonon, that's why in the Mechava Paskins, you mechuyev to make sure he does the mitzvah de Rabbonon as well. There's a difference between the issa de Rabbonon and mitzvah de Rabbonon. A mitzvah de Rabbonon, you need to make sure he's Mekayim it. But the issa de Rabbonon, he's not being over the issa. Kolzman, he doesn't know he's not being over the issa. So that can be a chilik to explain why the Shach is only concerned about the issa tuma de Reise, but when it comes to mitzvahs, we're concerned about mitzvah de Rabbonon. So one point we've got clear already, that even though a person is sleeping, it doesn't mean that you can ignore his chiyuv mitzvahs, you're still mechuy to wake him up on chiyuvim which he needs to do. Let's go a step further. While he's sleeping, what is though his state? He's mechuy to get him up. Can he have mitzvahs? Can he do mitzvahs? Can he be mekayim mitzvahs while he's asleep? What is the status of a person while he's asleep? Is he called a person that he can actually be mekayim mitzvahs while he's asleep or not? So on that, just go be kids again. The Sechem has got a beautiful arichas on it. One, the first halacha he brings, a sivin shulchan aruch, which can be in a geah, hopefully not too often. If a person is davening in a minyan of exactly 10 people, and one of them has fallen asleep, can you be mitzaref, a sleeping person, for a minyan? So Mechaber talks about it in Simon Nunhei, and the Mechaba Paskins, that in Nunhei Sivon, Mechaba Paskins is Yoshin Afilahocha Mitzarif Emoim. A person who's asleep is Mitzarif a minion. You got Mitzah having a sorrow. A person who's asleep, you can be Mitzarif him for a minion. Even if he's not going to answer your brokers properly or not at all, as they say, a Paskin, the Mechaba, a sleeping person, can be Mitzarif. The Taz is very, very concerned about this Kula. He's very concerned. He says the Makoy of the Kula Beis Yosef seems to be because if Shuma Levi holds, you can even be Mitzarif a Kotan for a minion. That's a shit of Rav Shuma Levi. Says the Taz, I don't understand. Number one, we don't pass for Rav Shuma Levi. La Locha, we're not making like Shuma Levi. It's a shit in the Gemara. So why should we be saying because Shuma Levi allows a child to be Mitzarif, we should allow a sleeping person? Number two, says the Taz into son. Taz says, I think somebody is sleeping is worse than a child. Because when a person sleeps and he brings a Zoya Kodesh, he hasn't got the level of Kedusha of a regular Eid. There's a certain tumor which is chal on a person. We know we wash Negevas after we wake up. There's a certain tumor. You mean Sarif, a person connected with tumor for Tovashe, Mikdusha, for a minion, as I fate the Taz. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. He's worse than a Kotan. A Kotan is just a Labach Yuva, but he is a member of Klal Yisrael with a level of Kedusha, whichever level cotton can have, but a sleeping person, he's connected to tumor. So the Taz is very concerned about Bimitzar. The Achrayim, they're not so over worried about the cash of the Taz, because just because he's got Bi'ev Tumah, that means there's no, the Shechinah won't be there at all. Even amongst Tumah and Yishav Shoich B'Soich Tumoisim, the Bi'ev Psukim, that shouldn't totally remove him from it. So it seems that we treat it as a Machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chitchila, Avad, it's difficult to be Mekel. So then the Mishnah Berurah paskens, because of the shit of the Taz and others, therefore L'chitchila, Avad, you should wake the person up, or at least you should be half awake. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah is not happy to be making the tchila, but b'sha'as adchak, especially, he says, if a person makes a hoich kedusha, so you've not got no shayla broch levatole, you just need them the asorah to be able to say the kedusha, he says, avada b'diyeved, you can be makel. So I'll call upon him, a sleeping person is not totally mufka from klal yisol, as you say, b'diyeved can even be mitzarev from vaminin. The shayla goes a bit further. Pardon? It doesn't mean you use it for a minute then. The mitzvah is to make yourself not knowing. Yeah, that's good for the mitzvah, to make yourself not knowing. Where is Mekayim while he's sleeping at the Yoda? Yesh Mokalota. Let's come to that in a moment. So we know that a person who is asleep is a member of cloud, but can he actually be Mekayim mitzvahs, but is it called ki mitzvah while he's sleeping? There's a well-known story which I heard from Nagorati of Felman, Zatzal Ibn Abrak. He said a story about Apollovich Ilui. He once came late. In Polish, there's a sukkah free for all. As long as you can fit in another mattress, you're welcome to sleep in the sukkah. But this person came home very late, and the sukkah was full. Everybody was fast asleep. All the spaces were taken up. But, hey, he wants to sleep in the sukkah. So he made a zashikul toira. They're all sleeping now. Nu yoshon. Nu ech b'shish sheba misa. Zait, nu meis is chofshi min ha-mitzvahs, pot on ha-mitzvahs. I'm awake, I've got a key to go to sleep in the sukkah. So he got hold of his friend, and he did a hagba, and he lifted up one of the chaps, and this is some Israeli, obviously who sleeps deeply, and he removed him from the sukkah while he was asleep. And he knew what time the shachas is the next morning, so he set his alarm clock to up half an hour before the person is due to wake up. And he put the other back inside the sukkah. So he's had his shlof, he's had his sukkah, and shalom alisol, and he was as delighted as can be. When the fellow found out later, oi, he was annoyed. Oi, he tied the end of the sukkah. For mitzvahs, where's my mitzvahs? Leave me the sukkah. So that was a big deal. Is a person mekayim a mitzvah while he's sleeping? Or no, a yoshon is mufka for mitzvahs. He may be a join a minion, but is he actually mekayim a mitzvah while he's sleeping or not?
That's a good
time. So that the shayla was, Yoshua, Avad, you have to go to sleep in the sukkah, but are you mekayim a mitzvah while you're sleeping or not? Avad, you mechuyev to go to sleep in the sukkah. But exactly in the level of kiyum mitzvah, are you mekayim a mitzvah while you sleep or not? So this kama v'kama rais, the arichas on this is beautiful. So I've jotted down a few of the rais, the Sefer Tevali, all the Sechever brings down, and he brings a lot of interesting rais. I'll start with the most interesting rai, which I think in my eyes. He brings a Gemara, a famous Gemara, Mestoma, in Ksuvus Kuf Gimel Ovid Aleph. Rebbe, after Rebbe was Nifta, Shteita Gemara, Rebbe used to return to his home every Friday night. As I say, Gemara Ksuvus Kuf Gimel Ovid Aleph. It doesn't say exactly in the Gemara what he did. Rabbi Kiveig on the side in Ginn Ashas brings a Sefer Chasidim. The Rebbe returned to his house every Friday night with his Shabbos clothes, not with his Tachrichim, with his Shabbos clothes, and he was Moitzi B'nei Beiso with Kiddush. Azoi steht, Azoi Ben Kiveig from Sefer Chasidim, he was Moitzi B'nei Beiso with Kiddush. Zot the Sefer Chasidim, it's after Pirozoi. They ain't Sadikim, but Misosom Keruim Chaim. Itaka after the Ptira, after he was Nikva, Obat Sadikim, but Misosom Keruim Chaim, Memele, he was Moitzi B'nei Beiso with Kiddush. Azoi Ben Kiveig, Sefer Chasidim, that's how you're supposed to learn the Gemara. Says the Sefer Dvalio, correct. But it's after Petira. Is he mechuyah by mitzvah still? Is he mechuyah by mitzvahs? It's not mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvahs. He came for a trip from Eilam Emes. It's not part of the mitzvahs. How do we understand this Gemara? Says the Dvar Yor, tremendous chiddush. He says, tzaddikim, when they're nifta, it's true after Brosom. Of a mekayim and menosah lishenei ofor. Tzaddikim of a gede sleeping. That's the gather. After all, and they're not called mufka from the world. They're called, they're like sleeping. Says the Dvar Yor. What is supposed to work out with this Gemara is that a sleeping person can be Mekayim Mitzvahs. He may not be Mechuyim Mitzvahs, but he can be Mekayim Mitzvahs. And since he can be Mekayim Mitzvahs, it's also still a Kiddush. That's how he could be Moitzi B'nei Beisai B'Kiddush, even though he was Mechuyim, but he had the Shem of a Kiyum Mitzvah. Therefore, he was Moitzi B'nei Beisai B'Kiddush. As I state in the value, there's a lot of errors on it, but that's what he says. So says the Stei Chemet. So you see that a somebody who sleeps can be Mekayim Mitzvahs. A tzaddik after Petira also is the equivalent of us when we're sleeping. It's exactly the same level. So you see that a Yoshon can be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Another raya, they talk about the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chof Chesem Abeis Hayoshon Bishmini Yilke. El Amata says the Gemara, if Bal Toysif is even by mitzvahs without kavana, if your mitzvahs ain't shoots kavana, the Gemara says Hayoshon Bishmini Yilke. So somebody who sleeps in the sukkah Bishmini Atzeres, even though us in Chutz Lars we're always one day behind because of Sveika De Yoyma, but there should be a problem about Toysif, because if the first day, and we know really the first day is the Ikka day, we just keep it as extra chumrah, but there should be a problem about Toysif. We're sleeping in sukkah the eighth day, Hayoshmini Yilke. So says the Sechavan, Pashas Moshe Gemoz Masha, not the going to sleep is Yilke, the Yoshon Bishmini Yilke. So sounds like one can do Averas while one's sleeping. So while you're sleeping, while you're Yoshon Bishmini, so you're doing Averas. And he brings a lot of, I won't bring all the Rayas, I'm going to bring two more. Next Raya he brings from a Taz in Hilchas Tzitzis. The Taz in Hilchas Tzitzis says that a person who sleeps with his talis cotton by night, so the mechaber paskins you tzorich levochol baboike, because lailo is lav zman tzitzis. So therefore, in the morning you can still make a new brocha. Frey the Taz sakto machlikes Rambam and the Rosh. So the Rosh holds lailo lav zman tzitzis means ksus lailo is pot from tzitzis, but ksus yoim is chayv tzitzis in balailo. So frey the Taz, how can you make a brocha the next morning? We have to be for Shittas HaRosh. While you're sleeping with your tzitzis, according to the Rosh, the tzitzis are still mechuyivim banayko. This is my day pair of tzitzis. So therefore, how can I make a new brocha? How can I make a new brocha in the morning, Frey the Taz? So the Sechem, 1 minute. But he's a Yoshon. He's sleeping. If a sleeping person can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs, very nice. The Beged is mechuyiv banayko, only if you're awake. But if you're asleep, there's been a break in your mitzvahs. So why does the Taz pass? The Taz Paskins that you can't make a broth because of Sofin Machlis Hashem Taz that you can't make. If you can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs while you sleep, well, why can't I make a broth the next day? Because I've been mufsing, my mitzvahs have stopped. Is a raya, a clear raya that we assume while a person sleeps, you can still be Mekayim Mitzvahs. And one more raya I'll bring before we move on. The Rosh says in brochas, why don't we make a brocha on Shino in the sukkah? We make a brocha before our meals. Shino is also a chiyuv. Why don't we make a brocha just for sleeping in the sukkah? As I freak the Rosh. The Rosh says, I tell you why. When should he make this brocha, says the Rosh? Before he goes to sleep, he may not fall asleep. Once he's asleep, well, he can't. So said the Rosh, practically there's a problem. Before you fall asleep, maybe you won't fall asleep. And once you slept, you can't. So Frey the Stei Chemed, what do you mean once falls, he can't? Well, once I'm asleep, I'm not doing any mitzvahs anymore. If a sleeping person can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs, so once I've fallen asleep, I'm not Mekayim Mitzvahs anymore. So I'll come with this come over come arise that this Ilui, who did this mattress removals at night, it was a good chap, but I was wrong. So I call upon him, your person is Mekayim a mitzvah while he was sleeping. So therefore, a Yoshon is not only mechuyev that you're mechuyev to bring the matzah mitzvahs. There are while certain mitzvahs you can be kind while it's him. I must say again, the halacha lemaisa that I'm not discussing, because I did see in the Sefer Sukkah from on mitzvah Sukkah, it brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach Zatzal. He held that maybe it's, you can schlep somebody out in the middle of the night to put him back before he wakes up. He wasn't sure about it. He brings the tzorachim. Could be you are allowed to. So how exactly he answers these kashes, I don't know. But I call upon him, there's a dune about this trick of hopping around, sleeping in the sukkah with somebody else's expense of pulling him out or not. I'll call upon him. So our sleeping person has, we've got these three levels. To wake him up, to bring to matzav mitzvah mechuyev, yuzicha'ah, by mitzvah derises and pashas mitzvah dabonas as well. While he's asleep, to be mitzaren from a minyan is machleikas mishmuruz only makel extremely shasachak. This is a big machleikas. Whether he's mekayim mitzvahs while he sleeps, that's, there are many rayas. A person can be mekayim mitzvahs which don't involve an action. A person can be mekayim mitzvahs even while he sleeps. Let's take this topic into now the chelik hadrush. So a sleeping person needs to be woken up for mitzvahs. This is actually the message the Rambam tells us what Tekiyas Shofar is all about. We've been blowing the Shofar, the whole Elul, and we're almost up to the mitzvah Tekiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The famous Rambam, the Ramazan Hilchas Shuva, Avapi Shetekiyas Shofar Berosh Hashanah Kazeis Akosuv Remez Yeshboi. There's a remez in it. Kaloima Uru Yesheni Mishnaschem. We're talking about waking other people up. The Rabbein Shalom knows we need waking up. We are asleep. We're not being mekayim our mitzvahs properly, and we're begeder asleep. So the shofar is begeder uri yesheni mishnaschem vekitzu nedomi mitar damaschem vechipzu masech vechizu v'tshuvus choy barachem. So we need to be woken up. We're a bit too much in our pattern of life, and we're too much osuk in other things which we need to be osuk in, that our mind is not focused enough, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is around and we need to put more focus. So the idea of shofar is wake us up. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, it does this on Hoga and he wakes us up with a Tekiyas Shofar. That's what shofar is meant to do. And interesting, just last night I noticed, we talk about us being sleepy when it comes to Elul, we need waking up for Rosh Hashanah. Be'emes, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us some awakening reminders in mitzvahs throughout the whole year. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mezuzah, Pev Avaloch Yud Gimel, Chayev Odom Lizoyim Mezuzah, Bemnei Shuchov Zakoy Tom, it's a constant mitzvah, V'chol Eis Sheyikonis V'yetze, every time a person goes in or out, Yifka B'yichud Shmoy Shel Hashem, he remember the Rabbeinu Shalom's existence, unique existence, V'yizkoy Avosoy, V'yeyoy Mishnosoy V'shigiyoyse V'hevni Azman, says the Rambam, going through a doorpost, noticing the mezuzah, oh, that is an awakening tool which we need constantly throughout our lives. So it's not just in Elul and Rosh Hashanah that Hashem gives us a mitzvah to wake us up. Really, the mezuzah on the doorpost is something there, put there to wake us up. The yeda she'ein shum dovo ho oimed la'olam el yedias sura'olam umiyad hu choizel ledato, he says the Rambam. He's a bit out of his mind. He's not a badass, says the Rambam, before he enters the doorway. When he notices the mezuzah, and he thinks what's written inside the mezuzah, he's choizel ledatoi. He returns to his senses. V'hoylech bedarkim eshorim. So Sheiter Rambam, that's the moedig message of mezuzah. So it's perhaps a thought into my mind. If we want to keep the shofar blowing our ears, to keep the awakening noise in our ears past Rosh Hashanah, we can do it. We've got this mezuzah. I'm sure many of us remember, I remember as well, the Mansha Rashiva Zatal, when he used to pass the mezuzah, it wasn't just a quick kiss. He used to put a hand in his mezuzah, stop, and then move on. I don't remember if he even kissed the mezuzah. He put his hand on the mezuzah, stopped for a moment, thought, and then he moved on. No, Mansha Rashiva, it was a gewaltige lesson to see how he was mekayim the Rambam, The Rambam Bishlei Musoi, that it's supposed to be an awakening tool, it's supposed to be a reminder. It only helps a reminder if you think about it for a few seconds. It doesn't take long necessarily, but that's what he did. That is the reminders we need. So we need the reminders that, as Rambam says, that the Rabbi Shem is there, the Rabbi Shem is in front of us, and that reminds us to do things right. I just want to end off with a vort which Rabbi Leib Chassman said over his last drosha before tkiyas in his life. This was in Hebron Yeshiva when he was in Yerushalayim. He said over a drosha from the Chofetz Chaim, which Chofetz Chaim gave. And then the Chofetz Chaim gave before tkiyas, or he gave one Rosh Hashanah. The Chofetz Chaim, one of his last drosha in his life was, he gave a mosul or a story, whatever it was, that in Russia, the Kaiser once decided to go, or he used to go often, for a tour around his countries. So he sent a message in advance, he's coming, and they should know to welcome him accordingly. The first stop was Peterburg, I think it was. That was the first stop. The Kaiser comes, they knew, they scrubbed and they made a covered a couple of Ponovies, Dav's design, and they welcomed him with all the royal fanfare, all the rest of it, whatever is necessary. They made a tremendous couple of Ponovies. The next stop, don't remember which one was, Moscow before Leningrad, after whichever one, or Peterburg, whichever one it was, because the next stop was the next town, same Gewalt Kabbalah upon him, but wasn't the same level as the main city of Russia. It was one darga less, Lufi Dargosam. And so on, the Kaiser went from town to town. Finally, he sent a message to one of the small, far-flung villages, a message that he's coming. Now, the mayor of the town was really low-class, ignorant people, farmers. They didn't know what Kaiser means, what does a king mean. They'd never seen more than a bit of earth which they're working on. So he called a meeting in his town. He said, you should know, the Kaiser's coming. They didn't know what he wants. And we have to respect him. They didn't know what means respect. See, one thing he said, the minute was that in that low-class village was, when a visitor came, they used to throw stones at him. That was their minute. That's the welcome they gave. They should chuck stones, said the mayor. When the Kaiser come, we don't throw stones. That's what we have to do. That much you have to understand. We don't throw stones. And the Chofetz Chaim used a lotion, mevaf mishkan shteina. We don't throw stones. You have to recognize, realize, this is a king. How to be mechabed, that's beyond them. But that much, we have to make sure, notice the king's walking past, and no throwing stones. Said the Chofetz Chaim, the Rabbi Shleilom does his tour around the world over the years. He comes to Rosh Hashanah. He comes to Rosh Hashanah. That's what Malch is all about. The Rabbi Shem is here, and the Rabbi Shem comes with us. In the times of the Ovis, they knew how to make a couple of sponim, Rosh Hashanah, Mizdav's design. As the years go on, we're further removed from the understanding, the recognition of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So our Kabbalah's ponim gets less and less. Said the Chofetz Chaim, we're up to, unfortunately, the lowest darga. We're up to the darga that at least we have to know that the Rabbeinu is coming. How to respect the Rabbeinu, we're far from it. Vav nish kein steiner. Don't do positive, bad things. At least realize, know in our minds, that much the Shofar can wake us up, that much the Shofar can remind us that the Rabbeinu is here. He is here. We say a Melech HaKodesh, and we have to say Melech HaKodesh. If not, we miss the whole message of Rosh Hashanah, that they know Rachmon's Chazal. We have to go back. Know that the King is there. That is our avoider. At least know that the Rabbeinu is here. That little bit of waking up we could be, maybe we're not all mamish, but get misnamnam. That much the Shofar and the Mezuzah has to wake us up. We should know the Rabbeinu Shem is there and realize he's there. And if we do that, Misha will all be Zoicha to Ksiv Ksiv Tayyar.